Now, he goes on to say in verse 10, bring all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be food in mine house. And test me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Now, again, I would remind you, we're not under the tithe system today. I don't think that is the thing God is requiring of believers. As we've said before, there are many humble believers today with very little income that a tenth, I'm confident, would be too much. And then there are others today that God has blessed in such a wonderful way, why, that they could give as much as even the government will allow. Give that to the Lord when you have a certain income. So that today, friends, we find very few that are giving like that to the Lord. And I'm of the opinion that the tithe is certainly a yardstick that you can measure yourself by, but I don't think that it's legal at all. And then to bring it into the storehouse. Now, there are many churches and some denominations that have said the storehouse is the local church, or it is a denomination. And frankly, just as the tithe is not for the church today, well, the storehouse isn't either. The storehouse was in the temple in that area. They had many buildings around it, and those buildings were storerooms. And when people brought the tithe, they brought it and it was stored away. So you find in Nehemiah, that took place right before this period. Nehemiah, when he came back to Jerusalem, found Tobiah, the enemy of God, living in one of the storerooms that had been cleaned out. And why it was cleaned out was because people weren't giving generously, so they made him an apartment there. But Nehemiah cleaned up the place because he took Tobias things and pitched them out the window and told him to get out of town. And then the people began to bring their offerings and fill up the storeroom again. Now, there's no such thing today as what's called storehouse giving. I don't believe that at all, because that's not quite the way we give today in produce. That's the way Israel was giving. In fact, if you've noticed the law concerning the offerings, God gave a certain part of an animal to the priest, and always he said, you are to eat it there. You know why he said that? Because they didn't have any frigidaires. They didn't have a great big ice box to put it in, the meat. And in that warm climate, why, it would go bad in a hurry. And so God says to them, you eat it right there. You don't store that away. If you did, you'd be in trouble. And so that is the picture that we have here before us.